All right, let's jump right in and explore a new destination, shall we? Today's deep dive takes us to Mojácar.
Mojácar.
Yep, Mojácar. It's a hidden gem nestled on the Almería coast of Spain.
Ah, Spain. Beautiful country, but I have to admit, Almeria doesn't really ring a bell.
That's the beauty of it. It's off the beaten path, a place where the Moors once ruled, steeped in history. But don't worry, we've got a stack of travel blogs, tourism sites, even a bit of Wikipedia to guide us.
Sounds intriguing. So, what's the mission for today's deep dive?
To give you a taste of Mojácar, enough to make you ditch those crowded tourist tracks and book a flight to this unique destination.
I'm all ears.
So, first off, Mojácar is kind of like two destinations in one.
Ah.
You've got Mojácar Pueblo, the historic hilltop village.
Yeah.
Think whitewashed houses, charming cobblestone streets, that classic Spanish vibe.
Picturesque.
Then there's Mojácar Playa down on the coast, all about those sandy beaches and the turquoise waters of the Mediterranean.
Ah, so you get the best of both worlds. Culture and relaxation all in one place. That's a pretty smart travel strategy.
Exactly. And speaking of beaches, did you know Mojácar Playa boasts blue flag status?
Blue flag. What's that? Some kind of a award?
It's a big deal. It means the beaches meet really high standards for water quality, safety, environmental management. Basically, a guarantee you're swimming in some of the cleanest, safest waters in Europe.
That's good to know, especially if you're traveling with family. Makes you feel more at ease letting the kids splash around.
Right. And while they're splashing, you can soak up that famous Almería sunshine. We found a table detailing Mojácar's climate, and get this, over 3,000 hours of sunshine per year.
Wow, that's a lot of sunshine.
Even in winter, the average low temperature is a comfortable 18 degrees Celsius.
No wonder they call it a microclimate. Practically year-round sunshine, perfect for escaping those gloomy winter months.
Now let's rewind the clock a bit, because Mojácar's history is just as fascinating as its beaches.
Oh, I love a good history lesson. Lay it on me.
We'll buckle up. This town's roots go deep, over 4,000 years deep. We're talking Phoenicians, Carthaginians, Romans, Greeks, even the Moors. It's like a history book come to life.
So we can thank the Moors for that distinctive architecture you mentioned.
Absolutely. Their influence is everywhere in the town layout, the buildings, even some of the local customs. Speaking of the Moors, there's this incredible story about the mayor of Mojácar back in 1488. This is when the Catholic monarchs were reclaiming Spain.
What happened?
So all these mayors were surrendering to the monarch's right. But Mojácar's mayor, he was nowhere to be found.
Bold move. What did he do?
When they finally tracked him down and asked why he hadn't surrendered, he basically said, "Look, my people may be Muslim, but we've been living here for generations. We're Spanish too. Treat us like brothers, not enemies."
Wow, what a statement. Did it work?
The monarchs were so impressed by his courage and loyalty, they actually agreed to his terms. Mojácar got to keep its unique blend of cultures.
So that spirit of independence, of holding on to their identity, it's still alive in Mojácar today.
You can feel it. It's woven into the fabric of the town.
I bet. Just walking those narrow streets, you sense the echoes of the past. All those artisans, fishermen, storytellers who came before.
Absolutely. Okay, enough history for now. Let's take a virtual stroll through Mojácar Pueblo and picture ourselves there.
Lead the way.
As you enter the village, keep your eyes peeled for the statue of the Mojacara.
The Mojacara, who's that?
It's a statue of a woman holding a water pitcher, a tribute to the hard-working washerwomen who were a big part of Mojácar's daily life.
A simple but powerful image, honoring the everyday people who shaped the town.
Exactly. And for a glimpse into Mojácar's layered history, you can't miss the Santa Maria Church.
Okay, tell me more about that.
It's built right on the foundations of a former mosque, showcasing that blend of cultures we talked about. It's not just a church, it's a symbol of Mojácar's past.
I read somewhere that it's a mix of a fortress and a church. That's unusual, isn't it?
It is. In Mojácar's past, religion and defense were kind of intertwined. The Santa Maria Church served as both a place of worship and a stronghold against invaders.
So it's seen its fair share of history, makes you appreciate the peace and quiet of Mojácar today, knowing what it's gone through.
And what's a Spanish town without its plaza?
The heart and soul, where everyone gathers.
Right. In Mojácar Pueblo, that's the Plaza Nueva. Picture this. You're walking those sun-drenched streets, and suddenly this vibrant square opens up before you. The air is filled with the aroma of coffee, the sound of chatter.
I can almost smell those freshly baked pastries.
Cafes spill out onto the cobblestones, inviting you to sit back, relax, and just soak it all in. And if you're lucky enough to catch the sunset,
Oh, The sunsets?
The sky explodes with color, casting a golden glow over the whitewashed buildings. It's magical.
Okay, you've sold me on the Plaza Nueva. Any other spots with killer views?
If you want panoramic vistas, head to the Mirador del Castillo. It's a viewpoint that gives you stunning views of the coastline, the mountains, the whole village, like a postcard.
I can already imagine myself up there, camera in hand, trying to capture that beauty.
And don't forget those hidden treasures tucked away in the winding streets. Little artisan shops, unique boutiques, art galleries bursting with local talent.
Souvenirs galore. I did see something about the Indalo man. What's that all about? It seems to be everywhere in Mojácar.
It's more than just a souvenir. The Indalo man is deeply rooted in Mojácar's past. Imagine you're exploring a prehistoric cave and you come face to face with this painting of a man holding a rainbow over his head.
A rainbow. That's interesting.
Right. He's thought to be a symbol of protection. Good luck. Over time, he's become a symbol of Mojácar itself, like a guardian spirit watching over the town.
These ancient symbols are fascinating. They hold so much meaning, even after all these years. It shows how connected we are to the past, you know?
Totally. Okay, we've wandered through Mojácar Pueblo, but now I'm ready to feel the sand between my toes. Let's head down to Mojácar Playa and explore that coastline.
Sounds like a plan. I'm always up for a virtual beach trip. All right, Mojácar Playa, 17 kilometers of pure coastline. We're talking golden sands, crystal clear waters, and those classic beach umbrellas, you know, the blue and white striped ones.
Sounds idyllic. So is it like Party Central or more laid back, chill vibes?
That's the cool thing about Mojácar Playa. You get a bit of everything. Some beaches are lively, perfect for families, lots of action, but then you've got these secluded coves tucked away.
Ah, so if you want peace and quiet, you can escape the crowds. I like that.
Exactly. And let's not forget the Chiringuitos.
Chiringuitos. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one. Fill me in.
So picture this. You're on the beach, sun's out, and you're getting hungry. You spot this little beach shack, maybe a bamboo roof, some colorful decorations. That's a chiringuito, your quintessential Spanish beach bar.
So it's charming. What kind of food are we talking?
Oh, all the good stuff. Fresh seafood paella, garlic ponds, crispy calamari, and of course, gotta have that ice cold sangria. Perfect way to refuel after a day of swimming or just soaking up the sun.
Makes my mouth water just thinking about it. But what about for those who want more than just beach bumming? Any activities for the adventurous types?
You bet. The waters off Mojácar Playa are perfect for water sports. Jet skiing, windsurfing, paddle boarding, even scuba diving if you want to explore the underwater world.
So whether you're an adrenaline junkie or more of a chill explorer, Mojácar Playa has you covered.
For sure. And if you'd rather stay on dry land, no problem. The Sierra Cabrera Mountains offer some incredible hiking trails, stunning views.
I can imagine. Reaching a summit and seeing that panorama, worth the hike.
Totally. And for those who prefer a slower pace, there are some top-notch golf courses in the area. Imagine teeing off with the mountains and the sea as your backdrop.
Golfer's paradise. We've covered the beaches, the history, the activities. What about the vibe? What's it actually like to be there among the locals?
Mojácar has this unique atmosphere. Hard to describe, but you feel it right away. It's laid back, welcoming, and with a touch of that bohemian spirit.
I read that there's a pretty big British expat community there. How has that impacted the town?
It's created a really interesting mix, you know? You'll hear English mixed with Spanish. You'll see traditional British pubs right next to Spanish tapas bars. It shows how welcoming Mojácar is, embracing different cultures while still keeping its Spanish heart.
So you get that authentic Spanish experience, but with a little international flair.
Yeah. Speaking of unique experiences, I came across this fun tradition in a town near Mojácar. It's called Garrucha, a fishing town.
Oh, what kind of tradition?
They have this daily fish auction. It's quite the sight. Imagine the hustle and bustle of a fish market, the smell of the sea all around you.
I can practically hear the seagulls and the fishermen shouting out bids.
That's it. The auctioneer starts rattling off prices in Spanish. It's super fast-paced. And at the end, you can snag some of the freshest seafood you'll ever find.
Now that's an experience that would really immerse you in the local culture.
For sure. It reminds you that even in a tourist spot like Mojácar, you can still find those authentic local gems.
You know, one thing that surprised me is how affordable Mojácar seems to be. Usually beach vacations are pretty pricey, but not here.
You're right. All the articles mention how much value for money you get in Mojácar. Charming guest houses, family-run restaurants, even self-catering apartments, all without breaking the bank.
So you're saying I can enjoy all this beauty, the history, the culture, and not come home with an empty wallet.
Exactly. It's a destination that proves you can have an amazing experience without overspending.
All right, I'm sold. Bahakar is definitely going on my travel bucket list. What about our listeners? What's the one thing we can leave them with that'll make them want to pack their bags and head to Bahakar?
Close your eyes for a second. Imagine this.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're strolling through those whitewashed streets of Bahakar Pueblo. The scent of jasmine and bougainvillea is in the air.
A little Spanish guitar music drifting from a cafe nearby.
Maybe you're having dinner outside, overlooking the Mediterranean. A plate of paella in front of you, the sun setting on the horizon.
Feeling that warm Spanish sun on my skin, listening to the waves crash on the shore.
Bahakar is a feast for the senses. Sights, sounds, flavors that stay with you long after you've gone home.
Sounds incredible.
It really is. And that's the thing about Bahakar. It's not just a place to visit. It's a place you feel. The wheat of history in those ancient streets. The warmth of the sun. The gentle sea breeze.
That's what makes a place truly special, isn't it? That feeling you get.
Exactly. And that's what we want you to experience, our listener. Oh. Don't just read about it. Don't just look at pictures. Go there. Immerse yourself in the magic of Bahakar.
Take a chance on this hidden gem on the Almeria coast. You might just find your new favorite place.
And hey, if you're lucky, you might even find a clue to that Walt Disney mystery.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep with us.